Welcome in on this edition of Fryer Friday. Tony Gwynn Jr. with our next guest, and Luis Rengifo, Padres infielder slash outfielder, joins us. Luis, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
We are well. You guys finally get an off day after a long run. I think 26 out of 27 days there. And, was the off day needed? Did the body get a chance to kind of rejuvenate a little bit?
Yes. That's the mind. Calm down and get ready for next day.
So you guys get the day off. You guys are playing some good baseball. I mean, you've kind of just stepped right in into a role in which I don't know that you were expecting to step into, but you've been a key element in the Padres playing some good ball here. Well, I mean, what have you seen this team, or how have you seen this team evolve since you've gotten here and been able to contribute?
So they tell me, like, first time when they come to the ballpark, they're ready to play and say, I'm ready to play for whatever you need me, and I've been able to be productive for the team and help to win games.
Luis, you haven't played a ton of outfield, but you have played outfield here since joining the Padres. How has that adjustment been for you playing left field, especially at Petco Park?
So you prepare all the time. I come early. I go out. I see the fly. So I take fly balls, grounders, and, you know, talk with the coaches about, like, how the wind's going here, how you see the ball and the pickup part, and just get adjustment and be prepared.
Now, be ready Luis Rengifo joins us here on Fryer Friday. And, Luis, you guys have found yourself back in this wild card race. Obviously, there are so many ball games left to go, but is this the time of season when it turns into the sprint? I know oftentimes it's considered a marathon, but is this about the time you put your sprint shoes on?
Yeah, because that's the time, you know, like, as a team, you know, you want to go to the playoffs. You want to fight every single day, and so we got really good right now, really good streak, and we have to continue to do that and just play some games.
Now, Luis, you've been able to accomplish a first here. You hadn't hit a grand slam at this point. You hit a big one for the Padres. Us through that moment coming up in that spot and coming up in such a big way.
So it feels amazing when I hit that ball. It just feels incredible because I never hit a grand slam. But for me, it's just go there, know what situation you have, and be productive for the team.
Well, Luis, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us here today, and good luck the rest of the way. You got a lot of folks in the city pulling for you.
Thank you, man. Thank you.